Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Zelani Fichler, spokesperson for the Johannesburg Metro Police Department. A very good afternoon again, Zelani.
Good afternoon to you and good afternoon to the listeners.
And thank you once again for making time for us. Zelani, is road rage a crime in South Africa?
It becomes a crime if someone is attacked or if there's any damage to property. Let's say your vehicle has been damaged, or as I said before, if you are attacked. If you are attacked, then of course it's either assault or assault GBH, and with the damage to property, then your vehicles get damaged and you can actually open up a case for that. Then it's malicious damage to property.
And Zelani, how do you what's your advice? How does one deal with road rage incidents? You're driving and you're the victim of it. How do you deal with it? What is your advice?
I'd say, firstly, it's important to give yourself enough time on the road. So if you leave maybe earlier than you do before, then you can avoid any congestion or any aggressive drivers. Then it's also good for you to listen to music you enjoy so that you can calm yourself. And it's also important if someone is driving too close to you, rather let them go and move on. And it's also important that you ignore any obscene gestures, you know, that people might pull up the zap sign or something, and that might get you agitated. So don't let that get to you. And also, do not, if you are attacked, and make sure that you contact the police immediately. And if an aggressive driver follows you, make sure that you don't go home. Rather, just drive to the nearest police station where you'll be safe.
I think the issue there is often you're stuck on the highway. You're sitting in hectic traffic. You can't move. Someone butts in or someone does something. And I mean, and we all see it every day. We have no patience. We just, I don't know if it's through the load shedding or whatever is happening, but our patience levels have just dwindled. So, I mean, what can you do when someone starts with you? Someone is aggressive, someone's trying to push in. What do you actually do, Zelani? I mean, how do you handle this?
It's important that you avoid any eye contact with an aggressive driver. You know that if they are trying to get your attention and then you divert from that, they'll eventually let go. And then also don't take any aggressive drivers personally, because that might also agitate you and then it becomes something even bigger. So if you do that, it will help you to avoid any situation of road rage.
And Zelani, police presence themselves, do police sort of, I often look out and I think, oh, I wish there was a police guy or a policeman close by that could witness this. Police, what would their reaction be to if they witnessed someone pushing in or something? Would they pull that driver over?
Yes, most definitely, because we as police, we, especially Metro Police and Traffic Police officers, we're on the lookout for any moving violations or any reckless or negligent driving. So as a driver, it is important for you to be considerate for other road users. So when we do see that someone is being aggressive and they are not letting any other road user use the road in a conducive manner, we'll have to pull them over and actually ask them what is the problem. We find others, they have problems from home or from work, and then they've brought them to the road and they've just exploded. So I think also as a police officer, we need to look at that situation with a close eye. As I said, that people have problems at home and at work. And just to find out and calm that person down. And if they are calm enough, then we'll let them go and continue with their journey.
And Zelani, street cameras, are they effective as deterrents?
Pardon, can you repeat that?
The street cameras that we've got on the highways, do they work as a deterrent?
Street cameras on the highway, usually they're there to check for any accidents.
Right.
But they also do assist in scenes of road rage. But I know in city of Johannesburg, most of the cameras, especially on the freeways, are run by SANRAL, but we also do have CCTV cameras within the city. The only challenge with our CCTV cameras, most of the time, they're just monitoring for crime incidents, but we also do monitor for any traffic violations. So it is important on our side to be monitoring those. And if anyone does come across that situation, you can contact the Metro Police. But at most times, we do find that if we do have to release any footage, there has to be a case number attached to that.
That's an interesting point, Zolani. So, I mean, effectively, could one go and, let's say there's an incident or an accident or whatever through road rage, could you go and request that footage?
So if you went? Yes, definitely. If an accident has happened due to, as you say, road rage, then you can definitely contact either SANRAL or the Metro Police, and that matter will be looked in closely. And especially, I know if you're involved in an accident, then an insurance has to take over. And I know the insurance company will have to follow that process to actually get that footage and bring that person who caused that accident to book.
And what happens, Zolani, if you are injured through road rage? If somebody punches you and you don't need medical treatment, but you are injured. What is the best thing to do? Is it to sort of go and open up a case, go to a police station, open up a case, and hopefully you've taken the registration number, you've got a photograph. Is that the best thing to do?
Yes, that's definitely the best thing to do. You open up a case. If you are badly injured, then it's an assault GBH or just an assault if you're not that injured. But it also is important for you to take the number plate of that vehicle. If best, as you said, take a picture, then it'll be better evidence.
It's road rage is just, I think it's becoming such a pressing issue. And I've just seen the last couple of weeks such an escalation. And I mean, all we can try and do is just show more patience. I guess that's all we can really do. We're all sitting in the same situation, on the same roads, experiencing the same frustration. So, I mean, Zolani, is there any advice you could maybe just to give motorists just in general, apart from, as you said, maybe leaving earlier or music, whatever, but from the police point of view, any advice?
I think the best is to drive patiently and cautiously. We do know that there's a lot of people who are frustrated in the country with everything that's going with the hike with the petrol prices. The cost of living is actually high. So a lot of people are frustrated. But you as a motorist, make sure that you are considerate, firstly, for other road users. And you are patient on the road, knowing that there might be a person who is extremely aggressive or extremely angry, and that might try to attack you. So just try to keep your patience and avoid those people.
Absolutely. And Zolani Fikla, spokesperson for the Johannesburg Metro Police Department, thank you so much.